Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian Emily Winter. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, I've got two shows coming up that I'm really excited about. They're both at Be Kind Video in Burbank. It is a very awesome, vintage-y video store where my husband and I have been throwing some comedy shows. One of my best friends is coming through on April 11th. Her name is Caitlin Palufo. She is one of the funniest people on this planet. So she's going to do a long set, and my husband and I are going to do short sets. And then on April 13th, 2 days later, we're back at Be Kind Video with Staff Picks, our monthly showcase. So if you like comedy, come on out. It's really fun. It's pay what you can. There's a QR code when you get there. DIY vibes, but we usually fill it up because it's a really good time. So please come, and I hope to see you April 11th and or April 13th. Enjoy the episode. Today on the podcast, I am super excited to have director, producer, writer, Geneva Fay. Geneva, welcome.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for doing the podcast. I'm so excited. You're here in Los Angeles where I am, and I'm wondering if your story is a Los Angeles story.
It is not. Surprisingly, it's not. It is a New Orleans story.
Oh, the best. The best. Okay. I'm so excited. I was just there in January and it was, yes. Oh, I just love it so much.
Yeah. I was there in February, so we just barely missed each other, but it's kind of a, I knew that this was going to happen going to New Orleans, but I also didn't know it was going to happen this intense. So,
did you go there first, like specifically to meet up with a psychic or something?
No. So, I went there for Mardi Gras for my boyfriend's birthday. His birthday happens to fall on Fat Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So we were like, let's do it. It's your 30th. Like let's, it's going to be huge. So we go to New Orleans. And I hadn't been only because I knew that it was like kind of a spooky place. Mm-hmm. Like everybody always says that there's like this energy, this charge. And I'm like, okay, I know my family. I know myself. I know how much I attract energy things. Something's going to happen in New Orleans.
Oh my gosh.
It's my boyfriend's favorite city. So I was like, okay, let's do this.
Gotta go. Yeah. Also, I don't know if you drink, but if you take advantage of all the alcohol, you can easily ignore ghosts in New Orleans.
Totally. Like- yeah. Well, that's what it kind of was. So we got there on Monday. Fat Tuesday was the next day. And we were very drunk the whole day. So nothing happened in some sense. It was just like good times. Lots of people around. The first 2 days are great, totally fine. Everybody kept telling us before we went to go on a ghost tour. And I was like, I don't know. My boyfriend also attracts energies. I attract energies. Like we knew that something was going to happen, but he was like, no, let's like really do it. When are we going to be in New Orleans again?
Right.
So we booked something and this was our third night. And of course they do them at night. Our tour guide, shout out Jeremy. He was super awesome. We had been walking around and we were like, okay, we know where we're going to meet up with this tour. It starts at 8:00. Let's grab a coffee. Let's go into this park and just kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at how beautiful this one spot of this park is. We should sit. And it really was. It was like around this, it was like sort of circular. All these trees were around and all these benches and you can just kind of hang out. So we sit there and then, it's just really nice, like very, very chill.
Picturesque.
I feel good. Yeah, he feels good. And we don't think about it again. During that same time that we're like sitting there, this is key. Got to remember this. We both look at this really random Ace Hardware.
Okay. Like,
if you know French Quarter, right? Mm-hmm. Like the architecture is so unique. Mm-hmm. So to see an Ace Hardware, like, plugged in the middle of it was so random.
Yeah.
But neither of us say anything to each other. I just keep looking at it. He on his own is looking at it. And we're just kind of like, out of place, weird energy. Don't know why.
Feels like it shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Feels like it shouldn't be there. So our ghost tour starts. So these two places that I mentioned are important because the first is as a ghost tour is starting, we go straight back into the park. There's about 20 of us with our tour guide. We go straight back into the park, back into that exact spot we were sitting at. Oh. And we find out from our tour guide that it is the spot of one of the most horrific and biggest mass lynchings in the United States.
Oh
So
That's
it had like all this energy. Yeah, this just like terrible energy. And meanwhile, like just an hour before, we had been sitting there saying how peaceful it was. But it was actually, it's like actually just like a very energetically like charged area. So we're like, okay, cool. Great start to our tour guide or our tour. We
Did you
were,
look at each other and were you
yes.
like, oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, we were like, okay, well, that makes sense that we were both attracted to this place. Again, we attract energy. So like, I don't know, something was calling us. Luckily, nothing like sinister. It didn't feel sinister. It felt more like a place of peace because I think throughout the years, they definitely have made it like a memorial area, more of like, you know, stuff happened here, but like we're trying to honor it.
Yes.
So that was good. Okay, so then we leap straight after the park, we leave and walk towards the Ace Hardware. And have you ever been on a ghost tour in New Orleans?
Not in New Orleans, no.
Okay.
I
They
need to.
you should. You definitely should. They're really good. But they have this thing where you can't actually stand in front of the thing, the like wherever they're talking about, you sort of have to be on the other side to not disrupt the flow of traffic. So we're on the other side of this Ace Hardware, and our tour guide goes, okay, look to the left of the Ace Hardware. Do you see that little house that kind of looks also out of place? That house is now a voodoo museum, but back right during Katrina, there was a obviously the city was, you know, going through shit. Am I allowed to cuss?
Yes.
Hopefully. Okay, great. And there was a couple there that during everything that was happening, they sort of like hunkered down with each other. He gives this long backstory that could take a very long time to say, but essentially, it was this guy who was a war veteran. He comes back, he has all this PTSD. He had been married, he gets divorced, and he's kind of like in a slump. So he moves to New Orleans and becomes a bartender, meets this woman, another bartender, and they fall in love. Beautiful story.
Lovely.
But they're extremely toxic to each other. They're
Okay.
both alcoholics, they're both addicts, and Katrina exacerbates that. But they decide to move in with each other. And so they live with each other. Everybody in the city knows them. They're really well liked. They're both very charismatic, despite being toxic. And
Those
they have
two often go hand in hand anyway.
right?
Just
They do.
yeah.
They do. And so they're really well known. It's a really good, I'm sure that there's been tons of podcasts and like true crime that have done stories on this because it's insane. So they live together, they have a nice life. However, they both go on like a binge, like they both just take a lot of drugs over like the course of 2 weeks and get so toxic that she decides to leave him. And she decides to buy or to go rent another room by herself. And that room is in that little mu voodoo museum above the voodoo museum. There's a room for rent.
Oh my God.
So she takes it. And at the time, it wasn't a voodoo mu museum. I'm sure it was like another shop of some sort. So she takes that room and she doesn't tell him about it. He finds out through the grapevine and he's like, oh my God, you're leaving me. I can't allow that to happen. Like, I need you. They get in this huge fight and he ends up strangling her and killing her.
Oh my God.
In that house, like in that apartment. So we're across the street, like hearing this story. Like, oh my gosh,
That is
what the
insane.
heck? That's right. It happened right there. And
Is he like in
so,
prison for this?
well, so
Okay, sorry.
he, yes, so he murders her. And then he goes out that night. He murders her, like, sort of in the afternoon. He goes out at night and he tells his friends that she left him. That she took all his money, that she doesn't want to be with, she skipped town, she doesn't want to be with him anymore. And so for the next like 12 days, he goes on this like this binger with his friends. Every single night he's out on the town getting
Oh my
drunk,
God.
like kind of like people could sort of tell that something was wrong with him. So finally it all crescendos in this one moment. He's at a bar at like 4 p.m. and he is piss drunk, and the bartender's like, I have to cut you off, you're done. So he decides to throw himself. He runs back from the bar and throws himself off the ledge into the French Quarter. And he dies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So in his pocket, there's a note that says for the police. And inside the note is his confession of killing this woman, his girlfriend. He's like, I strangled her. You're going to find her here. Oh, and the story is that he cut her up and cooked her.
Oh my
Gruesome. God. I know. I'm sorry.
Holy cow. Okay. So she was cooked in her apartment?
She was. So he had cut her up and they found her like various body parts on the stove, in the oven, in the fridge. And the stuff that was in the oven had started to cook with, he had seasoned it. He had seasoned it with like vegetables and like just crazy, crazy, insane. I'm sure he probably was on so many drugs when he did this.
Yes.
Poor guy definitely had like PTSD. I mean, he's a murderer, not super poor guy, but
yeah,
he definitely had some shit going on that was never helped, never worked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this poor woman had to suffer, you know.
Oh my God.
So we hear this story, and then the last thing the guy says is like, and that Ace Hardware is where he went to buy the hacksaw and the plastic and everything that he used to kill her. And my boyfriend and I look at each other and we're like, is that why we were both looking at this Ace Hardware? Like, we were so entranced by this stupid Ace Hardware. That, and we didn't know why, but it turns out we knew exactly why, because it was like this gruesome scene.
Oh,
and that's
God.
Exactly where he did it.
That is insane. I just got chills.
Yes,
oh yes. God.
And I looked at him and I was like, this is why I didn't want to come to New Orleans. Like, I told you that something was gonna happen to us.
There's just too much to sense. There's just like so much going on there. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh my God.
So
okay.
We finished the ghost tour. And, you know, other crazy things happen. New Orleans is insane. So much history there. So much, like, bad shit there, too. Like, poor, amazing city. But, okay, so that's a little weird. We get in our Uber back to our Airbnb. And our tour guide had told us that you can actually go into the museum and see the room where all of this had happened, the apartment. Ugh. It's like a part of the museum now.
Terrifying.
And yeah. And he definitely was like, I don't recommend it. It's like not a good time. Like the voodoo witches in the city call that his spirit specifically, cause he's so charged, the bad man. So like, you will feel it if you go there.
Oh my
And my
God.
Boyfriend is like, absolutely 100% not. We're not doing that. And me being me, I was like, I don't know, maybe
we came all this way, like, yeah, maybe we should try it. That's so funny.
I don't know. It also would be really sad. So we ended up not doing it. I'll just point blank say that we did it, but there was a moment where I was like, maybe, but we left. So we went home. The next day happens. No, nothing of incident, still a good trip. That night we get into, and I had mentioned that they were a really toxic couple. They were always fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important because it seems like my boyfriend and I seem to always attract things when we get into an argument. Like, it's that negative energy.
Okay.
So the next night we get into like the stupidest, silliest little fight at dinner. Mm-hmm. Like literally just like, we're just annoyed with each other. We had been together like 5 days now. So we get back to our Airbnb with that negative energy. We still haven't like resolved it. We spend like an hour sort of talking about it and trying to resolve it. We do resolve it, thank goodness. It's now like really late. I think it's like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling good. He's feeling good. We're about to go to sleep. So I go into the restroom to do my like face routine, mm-hmm. whatever. I use the restroom. The Airbnb that we were staying at didn't have outlets on both sides of the bed. So I ended up charging my phone in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what compelled me. I don't do this. This is not normal for me. But I decided to check my emails on my phone.
Okay.
Really randomly. And in my first email in my inbox is from Ace Hardware.
Ugh, that freaks me out.
Ooh. I know. And I don't have any reason to get an Ace Hardware email. Not at Oh, not one reason at all. And I get a lot of spam. It's from my email that I've had since I was like 15. So yeah, it's all spam. This was definitely a spam message, but the message was so weird. I didn't open it, mind you, because I was like,
Too scary. Yeah.
Too scary. So it's Ace Hardware and it says, "We're trying to contact you, Geneva." What does that mean?
Oh my God.
Why does that say that? Like, why would the spam say that?
The bad man was trying to email you. That's so scary. That's so scary.
I threw my phone and I walk out to the my boyfriend and I'm like, "Hey, I think something's wrong." And he's like, "Oh my God, what just happened?" So I told him, I show him the email and he's like, I'm not playing with that. Like, no, now I'm mad. Like, it's all fun and games until they start trying to like fuck with you, basically. Yeah. I was like, yeah, he's trying to fuck with us. So he's like, "I'm going to go out and grab a lighter." We had brought sage because we are just very like superstitious people. And he was like, "We have the sage. You can't fly with a lighter." So he went to go buy a lighter. Again, it's like the middle of the night. And he's like, "Do you want to come with me?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I think I'm going to stay." Bad idea. Awful idea.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Awful idea. So I just get into bed and I'm like, covers up, classic. Like, I just need the covers. Maybe he won't see me or like nothing will happen to me if I just have the covers over me.
Absolutely. A blanket solves everything. Yeah.
But he's gone, middle of the night. Very like I'm saying this all. I know that all of this could be plausible, right? Your phone listens to you. Mm-hmm. That's how they got the Ace Hardware. I don't know. All could be very just like circumstantial. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, I smell cooking.
Oh,
like
God.
Something is fragrant in the air, as if somebody is cooking, but it's making me sick. Like I feel sick from this smell. And so I get up and I look to see, like, is there something burning?
Right.
Is anything on the stove?
Wait, one second.
Left. Nothing. There's nothing.
Hold on.
The street is calm.
The sound cut out for a second, which always freaks me out too, because I'm like, somebody doesn't want you telling this story.
I know. Oh my gosh.
So just to recap, you smelled something that made you feel sick, so you got up to and went to like the kitchen area.
Yes.
Okay.
And nothing. There's nothing on the stove. There's nobody outside. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
There's nothing cooking.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, no way. No, I can't do this. I can't handle this. So I just walk outside. I'm like, whatever is going to happen, it needs to happen like with enough people to hear me if I scream.
Oh my God.
I walk outside and I know this could just be my brain. I think at this point it's probably my brain. But I see there's like this, like, you know, like there are shotgun houses in New Orleans usually. So there's this alley that goes to the back because the Airbnb, they had created like a front house and a back house.
Okay.
And so there's an alley right next to us. And again, dead of the night, nobody's there. Daniel, my boyfriend, has not come back yet. But I see something in the corner of my eye. Shaped like a man, like shaped like a figure, dart across into the alley.
Oh my God.
At this point, I'm like, I don't know what I have attracted. I knew this was going to happen. And I'm like upset now.
Oh, this is freaking me out. It's just too many things. It's just too many things. And yeah. It's a lot of things. And also, it builds on itself somehow, like with your energy. Oh my God.
It's like if you feed it, then it grows.
It grows. Yes.
So that's exactly what I said to myself. I was like, I'm not even going to go look at what that is. I'm not that girl in the horror movie that goes and looks and gets killed. I'm not doing it. It's just not going to happen. I go straight back inside. Luckily, 2 minutes later, Daniel comes like right in the door. He sages us. He says a prayer. He's like making sure he's saging all of our clothes. He sages everything. And I do feel calmer. Tomorrow's the last day in New Orleans. We have a flight. I'm like, okay, let's just get out of this stupid city. And so that's pretty much the whole experience in a nutshell, except for now, this happened in February, we're recording in March. This is now, every once in a while, I wake up in the middle of the night for no stupid reason, and I smell that smell.
Oh my God.
Still.
Does it still make you feel sick?
Yeah, it makes me feel like, I don't know if you've ever eaten something that's like too sour and it like goes down into your belly and you can like feel that heat or like that just like you're not going to throw up. It just like your stomach feels bad.
Your body's like, no. Yes. You cannot handle this. Yeah.
Yes. That's literally what happens to me when I wake up, and I wake up like my eyes pop open and I have no reason to be awake. And I'll just start smelling it. And I'm like, okay, dude, bad man, just leave me alone. I have to tell him, like, just leave me alone. I have nothing for you.
Oh my God. So, okay. So this is now like last month it happened. This is, yeah. What are you going to, are you going to go get cleansed somehow? I feel like
I think you have to, right? I think I have to, because it's luckily not escalating, I think, but it's still there. Like, I still feel it. It's still, there's still this presence around me that I know is there. And so, yeah, so I've been saging, I have Palo Santo, I've been trying to cleanse myself, but I do actually think it's time for me to go see, like,
a professional. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay, so I believe it. Obviously, I would not have this podcast if I thought that all those stories were, like, not true. But like you said, you and your boyfriend both attract a lot of energy. Is this something that, like, you and your family, this is, like, known and, like, this has been happening your whole life? Do you want to give any, like, examples of this?
Yeah, totally. So we just, again, like, I think everybody always likes to be a little bit skeptical, right? Like, even if you truly believe, I do truly believe in energies, I believe in ghosts, I believe in spirits. But then at the same time, I'm like, my logical brain just wants to be like, no, that's just, it's circumstantial. Like, it just happened, you know, all of these things that I put together could just be because I put them together. But
there have definitely been episodes of this podcast that I have chosen not to release that have been like, and then a bug flew in my face and then I dropped a French fry. So that must mean that my ex-boyfriend loves me. And I'm like, what? No, yeah. I can't. What does that mean? So yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what separates it for me is this feeling of like, I truly cannot explain that. That cannot be explained. You know, like the trick of the light, sure, that can be explained. The Ace hardware can be explained, whatever. But another ghost, just in general, my family attracts these things. It always seems to happen now with my boyfriend. We've been together 2 years. And it's always when we travel. The first time we realized, though, is actually another interesting story, because we had never talked about it before. We hadn't talked about, like, that I attract energy, that he does. This was, like, maybe 6-7 months into our relationship.
Okay.
And we went to Joshua Tree.
Amazing.
And yeah, really, really nice. Just like a little weekend getaway. We rented an Airbnb, and immediately walking in, I knew something was there. He knew something was there. Our dog knew something was there. Amazing. Everybody walks into this Airbnb and is just immediately like, we're not alone. And he's like, wait, how do you know we're not alone? I'm like, because I know, like, I can feel it. And he's like, I can feel it too. So we established instantly, like, oh my gosh, we both like know, can feel this, and we attract it. So that night, the very first night we were in that Airbnb, you know, it's Joshua Tree. You're in the middle of nowhere. We have dinner. We go to bed. I have a dream about a man in the living room staring. There's like this little couch, and I have a dream of this man in the couch just staring straight into the bedroom. The couch looks into the bedroom, and he's just, and this is my dream. So he's just like staring straight into the bedroom, and he's sitting down, and he's like kind of pissed. And so I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, hey, I had a dream. And he's like, yeah, Lola, our dog, has been very agitated all night. She like wouldn't sit still. She was looking, you know, like at random freaking corners, like she tends to do. She wasn't cool either. I also had nightmares, he says. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So we all feel it. And nothing truly big happened in that house other than that dream. And then, you know, like when a ghost is around and you could just sort of feel eyes on you.
Yes, like that's like such a common, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. It was like he would be doing something in, you know, in the backyard, and he'd be like, oh, I feel eyes on me. And I'd be in the bathroom or in the kitchen cooking something, and I could feel these eyes on me. And so we both knew, we both felt it. that it was just like established. Luckily, I think that he was more annoyed at us being in this house than like furious. Malicious. Yeah. He was just kind of like, what are you doing here? Get out.
Right. It's kind of hard to explain the Airbnb business model to a guy that died 70 years ago, but
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, strangers in my house again. What's happening?
Right. So you guys both know what it feels like so that when something like this comes around in New Orleans and you're like, oh shit, this is a very familiar feeling. Here we go again.
Yes. How do we protect ourselves? Because that's the thing too, is like, I think that there's like being aware and then there's being too open. And I think sometimes we're a little bit too open where like my theory is, and he doesn't believe this and nobody around me believes this, but I think something attached to me, like horror movie special, something has attached itself to me and followed me to Los Angeles and like isn't necessarily haunting me, but is there.
And like, that's what I believe. Like from New Orleans. That's where from they New attach. Orleans. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
And it might not be like the bad man, that like one specific thing, but something felt like, okay, she's open to receiving this energy. So let's attach ourselves to it. So that's why I have to constantly remind whatever it is that's floating around me. Like, I have nothing for you. I'm not the person that's going to help you.
Right.
Go find someone else.
I'm open, but I'm not a psychic. So yeah.
Exactly.
Go talk to somebody that can really like, you know, give somebody a letter or whatever. Okay. So I have two questions for you. One, when you get professional help, I don't know how else to say it. Will you let me know what happens?
Absolutely. Yes.
So excited. And then two, you have dried flowers hanging behind you on the wall. And is this a spiritual, is this like a cleansing thing? Is this part of that or no?
It's not. No.
It's pretty. It's
just, I just like them. They were, it's very sentimental. They were the first flowers my boyfriend gave me. And I was like, I just want to save these for some reason.
That is so sweet. Yeah. Cool. So how do you guys like, so you clearly sage. That's how you cleanse. Is there anything else that you do to?
He's a little bit more, like I'm open and I know that it's there, but I'm not, I guess I just like, don't believe that they're going to like kill me or like really do something bad to me. So I'm a little bit more chill. Sage is what I do. Palo Santo, like that's also just like aesthetically, it's nice to have it in my room and like to smell it. But he wears onyx always.
Oh wow,
he
has, like, really?
Onyx ring. Yeah, and especially if he comes to my house, he sleeps with it. Which you're not supposed to sleep with rings, right? I guess maybe.
Why?
Obviously you're. Just because sometimes it's bad for your circulation at night.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's what I've been told. My mom. Yeah. But he and him too. But he's like, I wear it at your house because like I feel something at your house too.
Oh,
like
God.
Obviously because I'm in it. I'm like, it's because it's around me. I don't know what it is, but it's me.
You picked
he's
something
like,
up.
Yeah. Yeah. But so he wears an onyx ring, which is like, I guess, for protection. He's really adamant about buying me a ring now, not a wedding ring. Maybe one day. But an onyx ring.
You're like, I hear diamonds protect me better.
I know. I'm like, oh, you need my ring size for what?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, I am dying for the stunning conclusion of this story when you
I know
we can get rid of this guy, but Geneva,
I guess it's unfinished.
In the meantime, where can people find you all over the internet and plug whatever you would like to plug?
Yes. So I can be found at Geneva Fay almost everywhere. I'm not very like social media savvy. I mostly have Instagram, but I also have a website, GenevaFay.com. If anybody, any great writers, comedians need a director, please let me know. I would love to help out with anything.
Amazing. If I win the lottery, I would like, I have two movies and like 5 pilots that I need you to make.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just waiting on that lottery.
Yeah.
All of us, really.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you. It's been really fun. I'm glad that you are excited about the story as I was to share it. That like helped a lot.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you liked this podcast, please rate and review it. And you can follow me on social media at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, thanks. Just help, be good. Do some nice rating and reviewing. It brightens my day.